Turn your tax refund into a new landscape with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Create stunning patios and build strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of beautiful concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, easily build and design your own raised garden beds with our garden block. On sale now. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Here they come, yo. Here they come.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Good afternoon, City of Houston. Welcome in. It's game day on ESPN 97.5.
No.
Thanks for tuning us in. Very weird way that I ended up in the
seat today.
Wrong show. Wrong show, wrong day. Joel Blank on vacation, correct?
Yes.
Is that what's going on?
All week.
No furlough involved? He's
That's
just
correct.
On vacation?
He is on the vacay with the wife and kid.
Apparently, until 25 minutes ago, Jerome Solomon was to have been here, but apparently there was a wire crossed here and there.
There's always a wire crossed with Jerome.
No,
Jerome is a busy man.
Consummate journalistic professional.
He needs a scheduler.
He probably
I've
really
filled
does.
In on the blitz before because Jerome forgot he was doing the blitz.
All good.
See, that's the difference between us and the blitz. When you forget you're doing the blitz, someone fills in for you until you get
until
there.
Until you get there.
When you forget you're doing the usual suspects... Someone just fills in for you. Like you don't have you
or
don't
they, or they
you don't.
Don't
make a concerted effort to get there.
Or they don't.
You just don't.
So my name is Mike Liebeschock. That guy there is Barry Laminack. Producer Nick Sciarra, what's going on, man?
Nothing much, man. Just happy the Rockets got their first win.
What?
Is that a good feeling? Do you feel like the playoffs are here now? Now that the Rockets have officially taken the court and they're in?
I feel like if you were at the game, yeah. I mean, even on TV, I'm sure it was a different watch. But at the game, the atmosphere was much.
At least the seats were
full.
It was
crazier.
The seats were full.
Was
That's
it?
A plus.
Okay, because I was curious about that.
It's like 90% full.
Because it's an opening round. But maybe the fact that it's Harden and Westbrook adds a little something to it. You know, it's not exactly the NBA TV series, which is always like Atlanta and Vancouver. I mean,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's a first rounder, but it might be the only marquee matchup of the eight. Does that make sense?
That makes sense for sure. Yeah, I would say it's the marquee matchup for sure.
What
in the West, at least.
How was the media presence? Was there a lot of media?
There was a lot of media. Your boy Jerome Solomon was there.
And you didn't even talk to him about today?
No, I didn't. I didn't think he'd forget.
So you
I figured
say, like,
he knew.
See you tomorrow. And he's
yeah.
like, wait, what?
You didn't be like, hey, man. I think it's cool you're doing Monday and Friday. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah. Well,
I'll
he
add you on the show prep, Doc.
Well, he wasn't sitting next to me, but like he walked in during the pregame presser and I never saw him again after that.
Wow.
Didn't see him in the locker room. Didn't see him.
Do you think he stuck around for the game?
I don't know. Because yeah. I really didn't see him after the game.
He may have had other things going on.
Well, let me update you guys. So we were supposed to have Jerome on the usual suspects Monday and Friday. Shock was going to fill in Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah,
that was the plan at least. And now that Jerome forgot and he thought he was on Wednesday, I think is what happened.
Yeah.
So you're going to be here today, you're going to be here tomorrow, and you're going to be here Thursday.
We'll see.
Correct?
We'll see. I mean, apparently things are really fluid around here. This
yeah.
is so telling. Until they turn the mic on, if I'm sitting here, then
yeah.
hey, then I'll be here. But, I mean, it just so works out. I work in the sales department here at Gow Media. By the way, if you would like your company to be advertised on these airwaves.
Hit up Mike Liebeschock.
Hit me up, man, for sure.
Yeah.
At Shock975 or at Barry is Funny.
Ah.
I may or may not give him a finder's fee. At Nick Sciarra, by the way,
no,
we love it. We love it when our
Nick.
Producers do live reads. So
yeah.
if you have a company and you want Nick to be your spokesman. I couldn't think of anyone better that's over there right now.
There was a little facetiousness in your voice there.
None.
I could. I could think of like a lot of people.
I can't.
Like, namely me.
There's no one I trust more than Nick. I mean, honestly.
Really?
No. We haven't known each other.
I was
going to
say, I might agree with you.
I haven't
on
heard
that,
anything.
But then you bailed on me, so I'm out.
I haven't heard anyone say anything untoward about you to this point.
Yeah, you know, that's true. I've never heard anyone
say anything. I haven't heard anybody
say
anything about you at all, frankly.
What?
It's like he's off the grid almost. Like,
no.
You know? That can't be true.
I've never heard anyone have anything negative to say about you.
That
Nick.
Can't
that's
be true
fact.
Either.
No, that's a fact.
I mean, I could go through the list of everyone that works here.
I'm trying
to. And
there's
probably at least one person has something unkind to say about everyone.
I can't think of anyone that said anything. Maybe Joel hates him a little. That's it, though. I can't think of anyone else.
Is that possible?
Yeah.
He doesn't seem like the kind of guy to carry around.
A hate?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Joel hates plenty of people. Don't let him fool you. Joel hates plenty of people. That's the thing I love is people that don't know Joel. Like, oh, Joel, he's so nice. I'm like, nah, Joel probably hates you, too. I just love that he's not here to defend
himself.
You
just don't know it yet.
This is so great.
So we will be with you until 4 when Fred and AJ and the Blitz will get here. A lot to get after. Apparently, the NBA playoffs have started. I said, you know, call me in 3.5 months when the conference finals start.
Really?
And then I'll start to pay attention.
Now you avoid the regular season, and then you avoid...
I watch Christmas Day.
Yeah, but then you're like, I'm out until the conference finals?
And then at that point, I'd be like, hey, you know what? Call me game 6.
Call me game 6 of the finals.
Game 6, you know what? Game 7, third quarter, I am in. And nothing will tear me away.
You're just full of hate. You don't like the NBA at all, do you?
It's just
maybe the final four teams at least, like the two in the West and the two in the East, that you're interested in those games?
I'm sorry? I was thinking about something
like
else.
Like the Western Conference NBA Finals or the Eastern Conference
Finals?
No, those
I'm in for. And especially the last couple of years when you could almost see where it was going before the season even started. You know, you're never going to get a weird matchup like you might in the Elite Eight or the Sweet 16. I mean, you kind of already know who's going to make it, right?
Do you?
Don't you?
No.
Really?
Yeah, really.
I feel like you
in the
do.
NBA?
I feel like you know Golden State.
Yeah, I've always said that. I think it's pretty
good. You felt like you knew the Jazz were going to be a 5 seed or the
oh,
be in the 5 spot.
There's no math involved.
You felt
I'm not
like
talking
you
about
knew the Oklahoma City seeds. Thunder losing Durant would be 6. Like, that's my point. Well, yeah, you know the top 2 or 3 teams in the NBA are always going to make the playoffs, like the Cavs, Spurs, and
No. I'm talking specifically
Warriors.
About the conference finals. You never get, like, a weird matchup. I mean,
I thought you just meant the playoffs.
There's the blue bloods of the current NBA that you kind of know will be there. There's no more than about 5 possible teams, I think, that could make the conference finals. Maybe 6. I think Golden State, San Antonio is your prohibitive favorite. Houston would have the outside, the dark horse.
Yeah.
And the other side, Boston,
I'm
Cleveland.
I'm in total agreement with you.
Boston, Cleveland, and then Washington is probably the best equipped. I don't know how deep they are. Their starting 5 is as strong as anyone out east. They would be the next dark horse over Toronto. Didn't Toronto already take an L?
I don't think anyone is going to say that the 5 through 8 seeds are going to make the conference
finals. Why even bother?
I would agree with you on
that. Why just give them a bye?
Because sometimes.
One time.
The Nuggets.
Yes.
Sometimes.
Wasn't Seattle that one seed that fell to Denver?
Was it Seattle?
I can see Mutombo laying on the court still.
Yeah.
That is burned into...
Making a what appeared to be a snow angel. Making a wood angel.
Or holding the ball up over his head. I thought he was going to crush it.
Yeah.
It's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Mike Liebeschock, Barry Laminack. Nick Schirauer with you till 4. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I woke up in beast mode with my girl. That's
this is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Schirauer.
713-780-3776. 713-780-ESPN if you prefer. If you got a keyboard like that on that phone, it doesn't have numbers.
Yeah.
Then we just kind of blew your world up a little bit.
Yeah, I had questions for you guys.
Okay.
I've got, so I'm trying to hang on to my coolness. All right. Well, why did you laugh?
The last, no,
the last thread,
shreds of it. Yeah,
the last thread of coolness that I have. I'm 42. I'll be 43 in May,
God willing.
I grew up in the golden era of hip hop. I grew up when Eric B and Rakim changed the game. After Run DMC changed the game, I grew up when Public Enemy made a statement. I grew up when NWA blinked the police. I grew up.
They jolted the police. What? No, what'd you just say?
You know, F the
okay.
police.
All right.
Oh God, you're. I'm on a kick.
I'm a little ornery today. I'm sorry. I found out 22 minutes before the show started that I needed to help y'all today, and here I am. So it's all good. You have to indulge me a little bit.
I grew up in the golden era of hip-hop.
Yes,
you
did.
And so I'm trying to remain connected to the streets.
That's when Eric B. and Rakim changed the game, when Public Enemy made a statement.
Rakim?
You heard me.
Rakim?
Rakim. It's Rakim, right?
No.
Eric B. and Rakim.
It's no. It's Eric B. and Rakim.
You a big whodunit fan?
What?
Keep going.
Jesus. So, I'm trying to keep a toe in the water of hip-hop.
Staying cool.
I'm trying to stay relevant with today's hip hop, and I'm out.
Too many new artists.
That train has sailed.
It's not even
it's
that.
It's quality, man.
It's this garbage ass trap music from Atlanta. I can't do it. So I see all my friends are saying this new Kendrick Lamar is hot. They're like, this Kendrick Lamar album is fire. It's called Damn, and it's fire. So I start listening to Kendrick Lamar. It's not bad. Okay, it's not what I would prefer when I grew up listening to hip-hop, but it's not bad. Mm-hmm. And then I'm watching John Gruden's QB camp. They're showing a bunch of them, right? And he's talking to all the different QBs that are coming through for this year's draft. Pat Mahomes and Deshaun Watson. He's sure. Kaiser's in there, Trubisky. And he's talking to all of them, and he's asking them what they listen to. And almost to a person, everyone said Future.
Okay.
So I'm like, I need to get down with this Future. I need to check this out. So as I'm driving in today, I decide I'm going to listen to Future. And maybe it's just me living in the past, but Future is garbage.
The Future is bleak.
Future, if that's the future of rap, it's done. It's terrible. Then on Google Play, they say... they'll have Future, and I listen to a few of his songs, and then they'll tell you, like, oh, if you like this artist, you should go listen to Rich Homie Quan or Young Idiot. I don't know what their names are.
Young
I don't know.
Idiot.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. But I'm just, like, going through all of them, and I'm like, Migos. Well, they're bad. I do like Fight Night, though. Migos. Fight Night from Migos is a good song. That's a good running song.
That's a nice track.
But other than that,
wait
I'm like,
minute.
Migos is
running
garbage.
Song?
Young Jock is garbage. Huh?
Little Yachty.
Garbage.
Okay.
Young Thug is terrible. Young Thug. He's what? What language is that, Young Thug? I put it in the islands of meat. Like, does that dude? Did he have a stroke?
Islands of Meat. What did you say?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. That's his first album, Islands of Meat. I think he had a stroke. I really do. I think Young Thug was like, he was like, all right, we're gonna record all this, and then he literally had a stroke right before they hit the record button, and he just kept going because he's a professional. But I just don't. The trap music is garbage.
It fascinates me because my oldest is he's 16. He's a junior in high school, and it amazes me not only that anyone could listen to that for an extended length of time. He knows the words to all of them.
How? You can't understand anything
yeah.
they say.
I can't imagine a lyric sheet would help. I'm just guessing.
No.
But I will say we watched a lot of Coachella over the weekend. They streamed the whole festival because I thought it was outstanding. And I'm a huge music fan. But Future was on, and I guess Drake popped up with him.
Okay.
And for what it's worth,
The two
stages opposite them weren't nearly, the names weren't as big. But for what it's worth, they held that entire crowd captive for, I guess, the 2 hours that they were on. And no, I did not sit through 2 hours of it. I made every effort to switch the channel, but yeah, man, people dig it. Just not you.
I don't get it.
Get with us, man.
I literally tried to listen to these understand the words. What are you talking about?
Can you at least try and...
Name me one trap song.
If you can't keep it 100, at least strive for 80.
I'm keeping it about 43. My age. That's it. That's all I can keep it. By the way, Lauren and Chan and a few others are saying, oh, look, it's Houston Sweet. Game Day during the week. They're checking in on the Twitters.
Careful what you ask for.
Chris Davis said, you just entered mumble rap territory. Keep going and you will get lost in it.
Yeah. I mean, Future is kind of, he's not, I'm not going to say he's the king of mumble rap.
Would you get trapped in it?
You guy.
I read a definition of describing trap music as crisp and grimy simultaneously, which I'm not sure is
possible.
What? Crisp and grimy.
Trap is crisp and grimy?
Yes. Those are a couple of the adjectives I've seen connected.
It's not grimy. They're taking that from Onyx. Onyx was grimy.
Okay.
Onyx was grimy. This today is garbage. It's not even good. I want to hear the lyrics. I want to know what your message is.
I think you think you want to see the lyrics.
I think you think.
But I'm not sure that you want to see the lyrics.
I want to know what the lyrics are because I want to understand. That was the whole point of hip hop when I grew up. The lyrics had meaning. Could you imagine Chuck D from Public Enemy be like, "Fans down"? Like, what did he say?
Oh, the impact would have been
worse. Fans down. What?
But is Future that bad when he mumbles?
No, I can understand Future. I listened to a couple of his songs. I can at least understand him. Young Thug is the worst. Young Thug might as well be rapping with a handful of marbles in his mouth. I have no idea. Like, I don't even, like, what's the point?
Weren't you MC Marble Mouth back in high school?
I was not MC Marble Mouth back in high school. That is a false accusation.
Let's hippity-hoppity over to the HRP listener line. Mark, you want to discuss hip-hop music. Welcome to the Usual Suspects. What is up?
What's up, guys?
Howdy.
So, Barry, I'm like you, man. I'm not as old as you, but, I mean, but I grew up, you know, an Illmatic, you know, was coming out, you know, when G-Rap was starting out, with, you know, with Death Row and, you know, Dr. Dre and all that stuff and the East West Coast, you know, thing. And, but, you know, today's music, man, I'm with you, man. Like, they just mumble, but I think it's more about the beat, you know, nowadays. I think the producers are the ones making all the money now, so the musicians, because it's all about the beats, man. I mean, those songs are great at the strip club.
Okay.
You know? And
I mean,
and,
when you've got something Future, in front of you to distract you from it,
from the music.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And Future is maybe one of two people that I can stand. You know, Future's okay, but like Young Thug is trash. Lil Yachty is even worse. You know, and whoever else, you know, you're talking about, like Amigos, you know, they got cool tracks, but man, most of the stuff is trash. But yeah, man, like, there's no meaning for what their music. I think that's what we have an issue with, because, you know, before hip hop and rap used to be more about a message, you know, something intellectual, something about, you know, what we grew up on, you know, our surroundings and stuff like that, telling a story. Now it's just, you know, furs, cars, and women.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right, Mark. I appreciate the call, bud.
Migos are for children, by the way.
Huh?
Migos are for the children.
Migos?
I've heard that. I've read that, yeah.
I just, the whole, like, I think I understand why trap music is what it is, and I feel like it formed out of bounce music. And bounce was like Juvenile, and it was like this whole New Orleans thing that came out, and there's a lot of similarities between bounce and trap music to me.
Are you blaming New Orleans?
I'm not.
Okay.
But the music, like the beats, I'll give you that some of it is pretty catchy, but it's also, they do that because it's cheaper. So don't get it twisted. Like, they just don't want to sample because it eats into their front money.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's also because there's like all this audio editing software is so affordable.
Yeah.
And, you know, people just produce, a lot of them produce their songs by themselves.
There's only 6 beats anyway.
Really?
In the universe, there's only 6 beats. There's only 7 songs in the universe.
That's not true.
And a good band can master 2 of them. A legendary band can master 3 of them. If you do 4, you're doing everything. You're doing a lot, but you're not doing any of it good. So It's a fact.
What are the beats?
Scientific fact.
What are the beats?
My Casio's over in my desk. I'll go grab it later. Yeah. It's Rock 1, Rock 2, Samba, Bossa Nova, Begin. Damn, I can't remember the other one.
I will throw down on a Bossa Nova. I will put some tracks down. Yeah. Singing the fun in the hink. See? That's so easy.
I got hi-hat.
This is so easy.
Yeah.
I make
That's
a
all there is to it, man.
We just made a group.
Go get us some Pro Tools, and
we just made a group.
We'll have
dude.
Our own Cribs episode in like Nick, 3 weeks.
Is Nick going to be our backup dancer?
Sure, I'll do that. If I can just hear you rap like that,
you ever watch
I'll
Cribs?
Give you an instrumental right now.
I sound like Stallone. Like
want you to be my manager.
Yeah, see,
I love when they do Cribs and there's no furniture in the home.
Mattress on the floor.
Yeah.
That's future. There it is.
Three cases of Gatorade, four bottles of Cristal, and one Dasani.
Yeah,
in the fridge.
They have a whole room dedicated to Molly, though. It's just pills to the ceiling.
And then inevitably, this is where the magic happens.
Yeah, it's one. It's like a laptop. Yeah. It's like, really? Yeah. You guys aren't even trying.
Chase, and I can't read that top one. Who's that other name there?
Is
that
K-Rock.
K-Rock, we see you.
Looks like.
We'll get back to you after this break. It is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Edge Boy Shock sitting in for Joel and sitting in for Jerome. I'll be with you along with Barry. I'm sitting in for Jerome. In yeah. for Joel.
Who's sitting in for Joel? Yeah, you're yeah, sitting
for whoever
yeah.
comes after him, I yeah. guess. Word. With Barry, Nick, until 4. And Barry has apparently touched a nerve here in the Houston Metroplex with his previous rant on trap music. Because back in the day, there was craft and there was heart. And there was skill.
Thank you, Cosby. Was that Cosby?
It cost money to make music back in the day. Anybody can do this stuff at home now.
I used to have, though, I'm not going to lie, when I first started making beats, I went to a pawn shop and bought
making
a...
Making beats.
Yeah, I bought
That's
a
so
Boss
funny.
I bought a Boss drum machine by Roland, and then I bought one of those Casio keyboards that had the sampling. Remember the commercial? Because the guy would be like, isn't that right, Scrappy? And the dog would go, rah! And then the guy would go, rah, rah, rah. Right, and he would start making music out of the dog's bark. I had one of those keyboards.
That all started, the craze, I believe, started, it was Herbie Cassio. Hancock and it was Howard Jones and guys like that in the 80s. But when Cosby did it on, you know, Stevie Wonder was on that one episode of The Cosby Show where he was sampling everyone and then he made, I just called to say I love you, but he sampled everyone.
Jamming on the one. Jamming.
Yeah. I don't remember that episode.
Yeah, they were all in the studio with Stevie Wonder.
Oh.
As every Brooklyn family would be from
of
time
course,
to time.
Of course, every...
Yes.
Yeah, doctor yes. goes and hangs with Stevie
yes.
in the studio. In the O. Isn't that what they call it? The O?
In the studio.
Yeah. Real quick, I want to give a shout-out to Richard. Actually, to his wife. He said, can my wife, Lashina, get a shout-out? I just took her to lunch on our 7-year anniversary. Happy anniversary. This is this turning into Lila now all of a sudden. I send this song out to you guys for love, and I hope you get laid, Richard.
Dear Barry.
Play some Delilah music. Do you ever listen to Delilah?
Yes.
That bitch is crazy. I'm not going to lie. That woman.
She's adopted
is
like
insane.
80 kids.
80 kids?
Well, not 80 kids. But she's adopted quite a number of children. I want to say she records that show, though. I don't think it's live every night.
And she's nuts. My
she
wife
does it from home.
Her.
I mean, that's the perfect job. If you could get a job to have Delilah's job and work from home, she got a home studio.
How come I don't have a home studio? Why can't I do this from the house?
Would it change anything?
Because it yes. costs money. And we're not important.
Look, is it just that we need a line, like an ISDN line or something?
Actually, it should be much more doable now because they use the internet.
I know.
ISDNs are the costly ones.
I have like the mid-level package with UVerse where I get like 45.
If you bumped up to the sports package, you would get the free.
No, I get no. Don't get me started.
You had Cinemax and Stars.
I do have Cinemax, which Busty Cops 3 is the truth. What?
Followed by Look Who's Talking 4.
Yes.
Who's first? Is it K-Rock?
It looks like. Yeah, it looks like K-Rock. K-Rock.
K-Rock on the HRMP listener line. Welcome to The Usual Suspects. What's up?
Yo, what's going on, guys?
Yo.
Just wanted to call in and talk to you guys about the rap music discussion you're having. Didn't ignite any flames with me, but I think I could offer some good observations. Also, pitch a couple questions your way about that. I think one point that seems to be missed a lot of the times in this discussion is the fact that rap has grown so much. It's now become maybe the dominant music genre, especially with younger people. There's room for all these subgenres of rap to develop. Just like it happened in rock, we have metal, we have the whole screamo thing, you have the more pop rock bands. Rap has the same thing. You still have the lyricists there, but you also have this evolution of subcultures, too, and subgenres of this, quote-unquote mumble rap. And I think there's room for all of it. I'm someone who's been listening to rap for about, I would say, 20 years, and I appreciate everything from Illmatic to a lot of the stuff that's coming out now, even though some of it is hard to understand, but that doesn't bother me. The second thing I wanted to say was, with the whole idea of mumble rap, I think rap has moved on from selling a story to just selling a feeling, like a lot of music does. I think you could take, for example, the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Their lyrics are meaningless, but the music is so good, no one cares. It's just about selling the feeling and capturing that feeling that they're giving to you and not worrying about necessarily a message in a song. And the last thing is, and I want to see what you guys think about this. I think just the information age that we live in has reduced all of our attention spans. A lot of times people criticize rap for now not telling, one fluid story, but rather just being a collection of random mentions or, two-bar rhyme patterns that will refer to one subject and they'll switch subjects pretty quickly. One thing is just as consumers, and especially with the younger people who are using technology more than older people, is that just the mentality that they're in, that they're okay with switching subjects so often.
Speaking of attention span,
it's still interesting.
Thanks, K Rock.
Just wanted to see what you guys thought.
Good looking out. I don't know even know what happened there. He said attention span and something and. Woo. Man,
you stopped paying attention like 2 minutes.
To be honest, when you sit on hold for 9 minutes, maybe we should give you 3. I don't know. What's the ratio to wait time to actual call time? He's getting into. He made a lot of very good points. I'm sure. I mean,
you were like gasping on the air.
When we get to the point where you're talking about there's room for subgenre, I mean, it's true. There are rooms for so many subgenres in every kind. But I think what you've missed, K-Rock.
That was the most a-hole thing that's ever been done on this show.
Is K-Rock hyphenated? Because Trey put a hyphen. A not to be anal retentive, but is there a hyphen in K-Rock?
I don't know.
Here's the thing. This whole thing is less about the quality of trap music and the quality and status of hip-hop, as it is about Barry. This is really about you and your tolerance for anything that isn't from 1987.
I am in tears right now.
I'm sorry. It had to be done. Chuck Barris died 2 weeks ago. He would have approved.
Gonged him.
I would have gonged the hell out of him.
He did have some good points. Okay?
I'm sure he did.
I think he went a little too deep for me.
I was in my REM cycle by that point.
K-Rock went a little too deep for me. First of all, I thought K-Rock was going to be a rapper.
I was hoping.
Yeah, I really
ended
did.
Up speaking like this. I really was excited. I thought it was maybe from New York. I thought somebody from K-Rock or L.A.
Yeah, they're listening to,
the usual
right
suspects.
Yeah.
And first, they're getting over pissed off that Joel's not here. And now they want to talk trap. Hey, let's give Chase an opportunity to redeem K-Rock. You want to talk hip-hop. What's up, Chase?
Am I on?
You are. This is the Hip-Hop Hour with Barry Laminack. What's up?
Well, I hope I don't screw this up like the last guy. Talk about the hip-hop. Go ahead.
Stop. He's messing with you. Go ahead, Chase. What's up, man?
Go ahead, Chase. Go.
Oh, no, man. I'm a hip-hop lover, too. Like you said, Are You Still Down? Tupac. I'm 33. Been waiting. I do a lot of music writing on the side, but what's going on, man, is just like the UK grind is the number one music in the world, and all these hip hop artists are trying to be UK grind. They're not. Like Drake, More Life album, all of that's on there. Kendrick Lamar, Post Malone, GZ, Metro Boomin, Travis Scott, Post Malone, Logic, Drake, Rick Ross, Joey Badass. All of these people just dropped their albums. The Weeknd's doing it. Big Sean, Big Sean. I know it's not trap music. It's just, it's a people are confused.
Can you name six more of them?
None of this is trap music. It's quality music. And I don't know. Nobody's making videos like Travis Scott. I've never seen it done. Right. And the concerts are just like mosh pits nowadays. And I don't know, man. I think it's a good spot. And this is going to be a good year. I'll hang up and listen on that, man.
Okay. Josh, you want to talk Raptors? What's up, man? Welcome to The Usual Suspects. What can we do for you?
Yeah, sorry to break up the trap music. Look, I think that you're expecting too much out of these young kids. You look around. Have you ever seen a group of them together? They don't even look at each other. They're just staring down at their little phones, and they can't even talk to each other. You think they're gonna
listen to
that?
I see plenty of adults doing that, too. I'm not going to do that.
Barry, I wanted to know if you are standing by the Raptors going to the Eastern Conference Finals.
I am.
Or even, I think you had them going to the finals, didn't you? Cause,
I do.
After that game one, you sticking by it?
I have them losing to the Warriors in the finals, and I'm sticking by it. It's one game. Yes, they lost home court for now. But I'm not going to bail on them after one game.
You have them beating.
It was ugly.
You have them meeting the Warriors in the finals?
And losing, yes.
Will they beat Milwaukee now, though?
Well, yeah, if I've got them going all the way to the finals.
I'm just making sure
they've got
you're
to go
awake.
Steal one on the road.
They can win four out of the next six.
It's not going to be easy. I mean, Milwaukee looked good. All right, they did. They came out and they looked good. But, you know, it's one game.
Things I think happen. They'll still get through it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's one game.
It's just one game. Thank you, Josh, for the call.
I am
by the
just
way.
In tears right
Thank
now.
Thank you
though.
For springing us there, by the way.
Yeah.
He mentioned Travis Scott.
The Bulls beat the Celtics.
They
okay?
did.
Are the Bulls gonna beat the Celtics in seven games? Are they gonna win the series? No, it's one game.
Yeah, I mean,
it's one game.
In both series, I think both teams can turn it around. Honestly,
I mean, this except for this show, apparently, like right now, whenever we go through these series every year, it's whoever wins game one, it's over. Game two comes around. Team B wins. Oh. Clearly, they've made the comeback. They'll turn this around. It goes back and forth. It is so lazy coverage of this stuff.
I'll tell you this. I think they'll get past Milwaukee, but it doesn't give me a lot of warm, fuzzy feelings that my thoughts on them getting all the way to the finals is going to happen. But then again, look at the Cavs. They didn't look great. They barely got past the Pacers.
And I think that's the one thing that would help you is if the Cavs don't get to the Eastern Conference Finals, then I think that ups the chances of Toronto in the event that they get past all the teams that they put in front of them.
Yeah, it's exactly what I said when we were going over all this. My thought was the East is ripe for the picking. Any of those four teams at the top, Washington, Toronto, Cleveland, or Boston, could win it and could, you know, win the conference final. So, you know, I looked at the teams and I thought, you know, the Cavs were 12-15 after the All-Star break. The Celtics, I feel like that they're okay, but they're kind of one-dimensional, and the Wizards are good. But I just feel like with getting Kyle Lowry back and the way that the Raptors played without him, they were the hottest team in the East if you go back and look at their record without Kyle Lowry. So, yeah, I mean, it wasn't like I just pulled that out of my butt just because.
Right.
But, yeah, it's a little scary after one game, but I'm not going to panic.
I'm going to be brutally honest with you.
Okay.
From what coverage I have heard of people predicting this stuff, no one but you has predicted Toronto to go to the finals.
Yeah, you know what? And no one said the Rockies were going to be good either.
And that's just what
How
you are.
How they doing right now?
I mean, you are the guy who will go out on a limb.
Yeah, and then, of course, I'll catch heat for it.
But that's all right.
I said the Bucks would be a wild card.
Because in the end, it's stupid and it's wrong. But
yes, of course. But I said the Bucks would be a wild card. How close did they get to making a wild card in the NFL? Really close.
Extremely
last
close.
Last week. Last week.
They were
the last
so
week
close,
of the
they
season.
Probably should just given it to them, frankly.
Shut up.
For effort.
Last week of the season, I think, is when they were eliminated from the wild card. The probably. Rockies have started off 9-5. No one thought they were going to be anything. I said they'll make a wild card this year.
Where were they wrong? 9-5 in the first?
Yeah, they're.
Man.
Yeah, first in their division, Shock. Super Bowl.
It's over.
Whatever.
It's over. just shut down Kershaw for the rest of the season.
Just say it, man. There's no reason to play the game.
Save those innings for 2018.
Just give the trophy to the Rockies.
713-780-3776. We love all of our callers. Thank you for getting after today on the HRP listener line. Let's take a quick break. It is the usual suspects on ESPN.
Was that a question?
Maybe.
That's what it sounded like.
Sure.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What? I get those goosebumps every time. I hope it is too. Well, odds are you won't understand it anyway.
I'm trying to listen, Chuck.
I get those goosebumps every time. I need the Heimlich. Throw that to the side.
Did you say I need the Heimlich?
I get those goosebumps every time.
That's choke music. This isn't trap music. This is choke music.
Did he just say, I need the Heimlich?
I don't think he said, I need the Heim. Like, he gave it a nickname.
I got to look up the lyrics.
No, I think he just said he needed the Heimlich. That may explain why you can't understand trap music. They're all choking on food. That could be it. I think we've cracked the case, guys.
You should go down there to Subway and order that way next time. I'm on the 9-gram wheel. Buffalo chicken and pepper jam.
I think we're just talking like that all the time. Welcome back to the show.
I don't know everyone on my Twitter timeline. Not close. But I had stayed up Friday night with one of my kids. We were watching Radiohead's set at Coachella. It didn't start till like midnight. But apparently Travis Scott was on the opposite stage. And there were a ton of people on the old TL stating that Travis Scott was absolutely killing it and that the set list was amazing.
Who?
Travis Scott. Is that not the guy you just played?
Yep.
Travis Henry?
Tyler
Scott?
Who is Travis
Scott? And Eddie Kendricks.
So Travis Scott is actually from Mo City. He's from here.
Okay, he's a rapper?
He's en route.
Yep.
Okay. And do we have a song that I can listen to?
The song that you just heard?
That's his song? But he was with someone in that, right?
Right.
Like, did he go first in that?
Was he the one
that needed the Heimlich?
By the way, I looked it up on the lyrics. It does say Heimlich.
I told
on
you,
Google
Sean.
Lyrics.
By you.
He's got the goosebumps. He needs a Heimlich.
You are the trap whisperer.
I am.
My goodness.
Play some Young Thug. I bet I can understand it. No, don't do that, please. Oh, God, don't do that. I can't believe that dude needs the Heimlich because he got the goosebumps. My whole world doesn't make sense now.
Nope.
Okay. Here's another thing that's really bothering me. You see this? Are we moving on from trap music?
No, we're not.
Are we moving on from trap music? Can we move on?
It's up to Shot because he's the hip-hop
connoisseur. This is your living room. I am merely a guest. Sitting over here on the ottoman, covered in plastic.
We will talk sports, I promise. Maybe. I promise you we're going to talk sports. But the other thing that I have going on in my life right now is my wife and sister-in-law have convinced me that if I were to give up Diet Coke for 2 weeks, mm-hmm. I would lose more weight than I've already lost.
Entirely possible.
So I am on day one of drinking nothing but water. I had one cup of coffee this morning with some Equal in it, and I have been drinking nothing but water, and I hate it so much.
Mm-hmm. You've been talking about it all morning. No one even cares.
I don't understand the fascination with drinking all this water. What's wrong with a good old Diet Coke? I don't understand it. Like, it doesn't... What are you doing, Chuck? You're, like, chugging a whole glass of water.
Is that like a Diet Coke right now?
I don't know what that is. He's chugging a whole glass of water. You're literally going to pee during this segment.
Nope. Because I have the bladder of an adult.
I do not.
Unlike you.
I'll pee 9 times in a 3-hour show. Easily.
Once you push past the lack of taste...
Yeah, that's the whole point, though. There's things out there that have taste. Why am I wasting my time with water?
Here's the thing. Here's the way you got to look at it. How many Diet Cokes do you drink a day?
I calculated probably...
That was 30 ounces of water, by the way, that I just crushed.
Okay, good for you.
Live. on the Usual Suspects.
It was amazing radio.
Exclusive.
Listening to you gulp.
You're not going to get that anywhere
no,
else.
No.
I promise you. So how many DCs do you have a day?
I would say, I was trying to calculate it, so I usually have two on the way into work.
Good God. All right.
What?
Proceed.
Let me finish.
Proceed.
And then I'm going to go down to Subway and get a large, which is what, 32 ounces?
Yeah, that's a little too much Diet Coke.
So that's what, four more in that one cup?
But the ice takes out about an ounce.
I don't get much ice. So we'll say six there. I'll get home and I'll probably have four more before I go to bed. So maybe about 10 a day.
You do not drink four more. All right.
Oh, easy. I'll have two at dinner. Just with dinner, I'll have two.
I think the problem.
I have one right when I get home. Yeah. And then
see,
one...
I was thinking this wasn't a big sacrifice.
There's been a misdiagnosis.
Obviously it is.
There's been a misdiagnosis here.
Okay, what is it?
It's not the Diet Coke, sir. It's the quantity. And I think if you were to ratchet that thing down to, 20 or 30 Diet Cokes a day, I think you'd be all right. The 70 or 80 you're currently pounding are not good.
What? Well, 10's not. Like I said, I used to drink Dr. Pepper. I used to drink a 12-pack a day of
Dr. Pepper.
Man,
here I am, like, worrying about coffee creamer because I'll have, like, the International Delight, whatever, French vanilla when I have coffee.
Yeah.
I'll have two cups of coffee a day with 2 ounces of creamer. Here I am, like, having a heart attack about that because it's throwing off, you know, the weight loss deal. I am not even in your galaxy, sir.
How is Diet Coke with no calories causing an issue for my weight loss?
Is it sugar-free?
Yes, it has aspartame in it. Yeah, it is.
Okay.
It's got, like, the aspartame or whatever, which they said is bad.
Yeah, you'll get toxic shock syndrome from it.
What?
You'll get toxic shock syndrome.
Drunk? What was it?
I think
that?
I have
was
water.
Vodka in there?
No, it's a water.
What?
I think the problem is the sugar. It's not sugar-free.
It is sugar-free.
It's not sugar-free.
Diet Coke is sugar-free. When you get on a diet, they'll tell you, give up soda, but it's okay to drink Diet Coke or water.
I want
to
say Equal also has aspartame. Am I right?
It does.
So...
Which is what they use in formaldehyde.
Having Equal doesn't make it sugar-free. Like, in your mind, it's sugar-free, but you're still...
Well, that's the thing. Here's what I heard, okay? This is what I heard. That the Equal or the aspartame tricks your brain. So at first it says, hey, I'm drinking something sweet. And then your brain figures out that it's not. And now you start having cravings for something sweet because you didn't satisfy what your brain thought was going to be something sweet. Which is true. I have noticed that it's sometimes that, you know, in the middle of the day or even in the evenings, I'll be like, man, I really want something sweet right now. Like I'll crave a bowl of ice cream or something like that. So that might be it, but what I've been doing is if I have that craving, I'll eat like some fruit. I'll have some strawberries or something like that. So with Equal.
Chan says, you are the guy that orders the chicken fried steak with extra gravy, then gets a Diet Coke to go with it too.
I am.
To make yourself feel better.
Yeah, but a long time ago when I tried to lose weight, I gave up drinking regular Dr. Pepper and switched to diet.
You're a martyr.
And then I am. And then I switched to Diet Coke because I got tired of diet. But, like, I can't go back now. It's all too sweet. And it's fattening because of the real sugar that's in it.
Yeah, in your case, if you're drinking, like, 10 of them.
Yeah.
You can't be drinking regular Coke.
Yeah. So, yes, I go to McDonald's and order, you know, whatever, and supersize it and get a Diet Coke. Yeah, that's me. I'm that guy. But I it's too sweet. Regular Coke is too sweet. It tastes nasty to me.
I think water is a profile thing. Like, my wife can't drink water.
It's
gross. Through all her pregnancies, they tell you you're supposed to have – she just cannot do it. I have no problem over the course of a day having 130, 140 ounces of water, and I'll drink two cups of coffee, and that'll be it. I had iced tea with dinner last night, you know, Easter Sunday. It was the first tea I'd had in 3 months probably.
Really?
So it's just a thing. People can or can't. I don't think that you can learn it. I don't think it's a skill that you can learn, the ability to drink water. Some people will put Crystal Light in it. They'll cheat, and they'll turn it into iced tea.
Yeah, but doesn't that – have like the sugar flavor or the aspartame in it, Crystal Light?
Yes, it does. But it's in smaller doses. I mean, when you look at it, it's like less than a pixie stick. I mean, you're looking at a packet that big, and it'll tell you sugar-free, carb-free, calorie-free, whatever.
Yeah.
It's just full of aspartame and cancer or whatever it is.
Chan said, welcome to ESPN 97.5, where Barry will now yell at everything. And then it's this picture from The Simpsons. Old man yells at Cloud. Get out of here, you stupid clouds.
I want you and Warner to do a show together so badly.
We did two segments together. I didn't tell you about that?
The Yom Kippur Corner?
No. We did two segments together. And it was basically him telling me I was ugly and me telling him he was old. It wasn't what you think.
So two Jews, one mic. Did you guys share a mic together?
One, I'm not a Jew.
Okay.
Okay? despite what Barry Warner tells you, I'm not.
Happy Passover, Barry Warner. I hope you enjoyed it, man. We were talking last week. He was getting all excited. So I hope he had a great time.
Was he excited?
Hope everyone had a great Easter, by the way. Hope your Passover was splendid.
Yeah. Did y'all hide eggs?
I did, yes.
You hid the
Easter
eggs?
Bunny hid eggs at our house, yes.
Oh.
How difficult was it for you? How difficult did you make it for your kids to find eggs?
What?
Well, see, I mean, Barry the nature of the, about this the
what
other
a
day.
Terrible parent.
We'll talk about this after the break.
God.
It's the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Turn your tax refund into a new landscape with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Create stunning patios and build strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of beautiful concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, easily build and design your own raised garden beds with our garden block. On sale now. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.